Right, would the deputation spokesperson please address the meeting? We have 5 minutes.
Towerbridge Road Alliance is a community interest company set up in 2012. Set up by Southwark Council, the organisation has received over £100,000 since its inception to help revitalise Towerbridge Road. Project lead Tower Tandoori and local businesses believe by working together they can make Towerbridge Road a better place for businesses, residents and visitors. The recent shopfront project, funded by Southwark Council's Cleaner Greener Saver scheme, has helped to refurbish rundown frontages for many businesses in Towerbridge Road and is still in progress in its final stages. There are other projects which are in the pipeline, including a unique feature lighting project, an allocated refuse area project, and a railway arch refurbishment programme. One particular tree lighting scheme was successful in receiving funding from Southwark Council, but did not receive permission from Transport for London. As you probably already know, Towerbridge Road is part of the Transport for London network, and therefore all roads, pavements, lampposts and trees are owned by TfL. The biggest challenge we have faced to date has been rejection from Transport for London. We believe, without permission from Transport for London, making improvements to Towerbridge Road is near enough impossible. Towerbridge Road Alliance are seeking help from Southwark Council, not just for funding, but also help with making collaborations and lasting partnerships with Transport for London, Network Rail, English Heritage and any other authority for the benefit of Towerbridge Road. We hope council officials will help Towerbridge Road with ongoing and future projects with any means possible and to help tackle issues including high business rates and parking issues. Thank you very much.
Right, do you have a question for the relevant cabinet member?
Yes. How can Southwark Council encourage authorities such as Transport for London and Network Rail to invest and improve high street locations such as Clapham and Battersea with improved transport links?
Thank you very much for coming. Can I also thank the absolutely tireless work that you personally do on Towerbridge Road to make sure that we are getting a business community that is thriving and a business community that is doing its very best to try and take on TfL and Network Rail when you come up with problems. I've already mentioned the Town Centre Growth Fund this evening, and I absolutely want to see you bringing forward a bid for that. But I want to see that bid be successful, not just from the council saying, yeah, that's a great idea, but that we can actually deliver it because TfL will let you deliver your great ideas. So I think we have to sit down, we have to find a way to make sure that the TfL are engaged with what you want to do and what the council wants to do in other areas where they control the road. So again, it's an offer to sit down and to do our very best to take on the other organisations and work together with organisations like TfL, the English Heritage and Network Rail. But thank you for coming.
Thank you. I've got a list of questions. Councillor McMahon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank the deputation for coming, and I'd particularly like to thank Sahel for the excellent work you and the association have done in bringing up Towerbridge Road and the marvellous shutter scheme that's made it so much more attractive. You've probably, during this, learned a lot of lessons about how to form and run one of these business associations. I just wondered if there are any lessons you could pass on that would help us advise other groups hoping to set up similar schemes.
Could be the spot team. The one thing we challenged in the beginning was, I think most of the councillors already know, especially Anoud, Clegg, and Coddy, Denise, some of you aren't here, but we did face a lot of, how would I put it, friction from the smaller businesses. We couldn't make them understand what we were trying to do. We found it difficult to make them understand that we're doing things to benefit their business. On the other end of the spectrum, we found it difficult to approach the larger businesses. So the Tesco's and the Barclays of the world, we found it difficult to speak to a manager or to speak to the area manager or someone at that level. And then what we realised was the businesses in the mid-range businesses, so the people that have kind of 5 to 10 employees working for them and they have a little bit more time on their hands, were easier to approach. And they kind of understood what we were trying to do, and they came forward to help us as well. So businesses like Anderson Travel and some of the other restaurants on Tower Ridge Road were very kind of helpful. Whereas your kind of one-man show businesses, they kept thinking that the fact that they're getting something for free meant that their council rates would go up tomorrow. So that was one of the issues that we kind of had and learned from it. And we've learned that to get something from them, you have to give something. And by doing up their shop fund, I think we've got them on our side. So I think that if that helps, I hope it does.
Thank you. Councillor Nixon.
Hi, sir. I'm glad to add to everybody else's congratulations on the work you've done, and also to thank you for that. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. One of them was, what's your vision for Tower Ridge Road? What do you think it can be, and how do you think we can get there? The second question was around TfL again. As I mentioned before we came in here, I chased up when they're actually going to start the works they've already committed to this week, and they say they're delayed and they are willing to consult now. I was wondering if you could tell us how those changes that they've committed to already might help Tower Ridge Road, if you think they will.
Firstly, it's not what's my vision, but I think it's what's everyone's vision on Tower Ridge Road. I think I have a business on Tower Ridge Road. I've been living in Tower Ridge Road since I was born, so you could say I've been there a long time. But I think it's important that I think it's important that we understand everyone's kind of needs, so the businesses, the residents, and also the visitors of Tower Ridge Road, because it's such an important road, it's such an important name. It's everybody's a stakeholder, so we must adhere to the needs of people that visit Tower Ridge Road. The vision for Tower Ridge Road, in my eyes, is I'd like to see it on the Monopoly map one day. And the second question, Claire, what was the second question again? About TfL. Okay, so Transport for London they've committed themselves to making some improvements on the southern end of Tower Ridge Road, which goes from the Bricklayers Arms roundabout to Abbey Street. And they've explained that they will relay the pavements and they'll make improvements to lighting, some parking, and there's a triangle on the corner of Bermondsey Street and Tower Ridge Road, which they will help to redevelop, and which will see the a statue being built there of Albert Mackenzie, who was a local hero. So those are the things that Transport London have agreed to, but it's taking them a bit of time to get to the consultation phase. I'm meeting some people from Transport London tomorrow at a steering group meeting in Tooley Street, so if anybody wants to join us there and give their input, then you're more than welcome. And I hope that Transport London aren't just saying it for their benefit, but I hope they actually keep to their word and they actually carry out those tasks. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the deputation for attending this evening. Obviously, we'll ask for the deputation to the public sitting area if you wish to listen to their theme debate. Thank you.